OxfordDictionaries.com recently added the term social justice warrior, with the definition, a person who expresses or promotes socially progressive views. This definition is woefully inadequate, as anyone can espouse socially progressive views without being a social justice warrior.
Listen the fuck up and understand what we're actually about.
Social justice warrior is a pejorative colloquial term for zealous political activists for the modern left-wing authoritarian ideology neoprogressivism, which includes third-wave feminism and LGBTQP identity rights, that seek social reform through the tyranny of pressure from a perceived majority. While social justice warrior is a memorable and amusing turn of phrase, a more academic term would be neoprogressive activist. These people perform their activism through mass social pressure via social media, which frequently takes the form of online bullying and harassment campaigns towards a person or company that produces material transgressive to their chosen brand of neoprogressivism. Neoprogressive activists congregate online to form communities, and will often move to live near other neoprogressive activists in real life. This creates closed communities of people who are all actively interested in transforming society to conform with neoprogressive principles. These principles are guarded by ostracism, which is performed using labels, selected by cherry-picking events from an individual's history. Did you call a woman a bitch? Now you're a sexist. Did you make a joke about gay people? Now you're a homophobe. Did you pass around a meme about black people? Now you're a racist. Once assigned a label, you have it for life, and it will be passed as a meme from neoprogressive activist to neoprogressive activist to other the target of the label. This othering is to deliberately signify how you are not part of the neoprogressive in-group, and it creates a victim that can be used to promote differentiation between the in-group and out-group and foster sympathy from neutral parties. Neoprogressive activists are expected to pay obsequious deference to anyone who has a legitimate claim to adopt the title of victim, ironically making victimhood a privileged position in the hierarchy of neoprogressive communities. Anyone who has been othered is de facto considered to be immoral, and either reactionary or right-wing or both, justifying the exclusion of new or foreign ideas on the basis of the people who espouse them, in order to maintain ideological purity. This kind of bigotry is quite specific to neoprogressives. Instead of engaging with or mocking foreign ideas, they are shut out completely and dismissed as simply being an idea of a morally inferior political position. This is done to avoid addressing the merits of the argument. Communities of neoprogressives are prone to corruption in the form of cronyism. The prevailing ideological view is that people who are neoprogressives are simply more moral people, whereas non-progressives such as liberals, libertarians, or conservatives are choosing to adopt inferior and outright immoral methods of interpreting the world. It is through this cronyism that neoprogressives can infiltrate ideologically neutral communities. The premise and method of operations is always the same. One neoprogressive is recruited, often as a diversity hire, due to neoprogressive agitation and unnecessary application of derogatory labels, and they will go on over time to promote like-minded friends who will be completely cooperative. One by one, these become integrated into the power structure of an organization, community, or group to achieve ideological hegemony. The reason for these people being promoted will invariably be to discriminate in favor of women, racial minorities, homosexuals, transsexuals, or any other kind of essentially immutable classification. This is justified through pressure to ensure that the group not be potentially perceived as sexist, racist, or transphobic. It is never shown that any group is any of these things, and this pressure is never applied by anyone who has actually suffered any injustice by this method, but instead by neoprogressive activists speaking hypothetically on behalf of a demographic to which they likely do not belong. This is because modern progressivism is deeply collectivist, and therefore the neoprogressive activist is completely unconcerned for individual rights, and is entirely concerned with the opinions of demographics that they were not elected to represent, but will do so regardless, often because they claim to be educated to understand the life experiences of every individual within the demographic being championed. The root of this is the completely self-absorbed mindset of a neo-progressive, due to being raised exclusively in PC culture, having always had significant challenges removed or avoided before being encountered. The sort of people who become social justice warriors have never encountered real hardship. They believe they are entitled to a world that does not hurt their feelings, and in fact, provides them with the negative right to not be offended. This is a direct call for societally enforced freedom from offense. This entitlement provides an unceasing drive to control their social environment. And this control is enforced by the strong consensus of a vocal minority of dedicated activists who triumph over the lackadaisical nature of the majority. Neo-progressive activists most often come to their ideology by choice, after being educated about systems of privilege and oppression in social science courses at university. The ideology is too new for anyone politically active to have been raised as a neo-progressive activist. It is the belief that people deliberately choose their political leanings that leads neo-progressives to consider any person who can be considered right-wing, anyone who is not a neo-progressive, as intrinsically immoral, whereas anyone who chooses to accept neo-progressive dogma is, morally speaking, an inherently better person, and therefore more deserving of promotion. After judging outsiders as immoral, any cronyistic tendencies will be rationalized on the basis that the ends justify the means, and it would be more moral to have neo-progressives in every office to enact favorable social control than have inherently immoral non-progressives occupy these positions through fair means. Non-progressives will only enact an agenda transgressive to neo-progressivism, and so the small crime of cronyism is forgivable because it has already been put into the context of the greater good. For the neo-progressive activist, the end always justifies the means. Because of this, deception is a perfectly legitimate method of advancing the neo-progressive cause, and is employed regularly by a wide number of activists in many different areas. Because the person telling the lie is a neo-progressive activist, they are considered to be inherently moral, as they fight for abstractions of reality, and so individual examples of personal immorality, such as telling a lie, are placed into the same category as cronyism. Both were done in the service of the ideology, which is a far more important cause. Neo-progressive activists from the authoritarian left co-opt hierarchies, enforce ideological conformity, and employ specialized language to control the thoughts and behaviors of others. They have a large body of academic work that is poorly understood outside of academic circles, and employs an array of verbiage that is purposefully designed to baffle the layman into simply accepting a proposition through ignorance of the terms and the certainty by which they are asserted. Ironically, although neo-progressive activists will base their activism on inherent characteristics such as race, gender, or sexuality, they will rarely approach the issue of class. This is because a large section of them come from the middle or upper classes, have university educations, and the entitlement that goes hand in hand with being a part of the privileged few. The projection of privilege onto others is a common method of attempting to shame and control participants in the dialogue, and arrest the narrative to end any argument. But, as stressed in the previous video, this relies on taking advantage of the good nature of the target. Accusing others of unearned privilege only works if they genuinely have self-doubt regarding their own station in life, and are willing to reevaluate it based on the accusations of a stranger. This is the goodwill that the neo-progressive activist takes advantage of when they use specialized language to exploit the self-doubt of normal people. They are liars and manipulators, but only the sociopathic minority of them are aware that that is what they are doing, and that what they are doing is wrong. The majority of neo-progressive activists are well-meaning people who think they are promoting positive change for the greater good of women, racial minorities, homosexuals, or trans people, or any other classification of person on whose behalf they have chosen to perform their activism. They are people working against individuals for the presumed good of a broad and ill-defined group. In the next video, we will look at what is the main crux of the issue when dealing with neo-progressive activists: the paradigm of individualism versus collectivism.